Ireland's Classic Kids Radio, and Deirdre O'Keefe is back with us from Clever Birdie, or birdie.ie, but we call her Clever Birdie on social media. Hello, Deirdre, how are you?
Hi, Trina, how are you?
She knows everything you need to know about, getting money back from the government, from revenue, your tax and all that. We're going to talk today about the back to school allowance. I got very excited when I saw this. Tell me all about it. Who can get it? What can we get?
Yeah, okay. So this has been in existence for quite a long time. So its official name is the Back to School Clothing and Footwear Allowance. So obviously, the whole point of it was to help parents maybe who haven't got that much income coming into the house with the cost associated with going back to school, being school uniforms and footwear, etc. Obviously, school books and things, thankfully, most of us don't have to worry about for now. So this is specifically for people with the cost of getting back to school. Mm. A lot of people will have auto qualified for this and probably actually received their payment in early July of this year. But if you haven't received it and you feel you should have qualified for it, you can actually still apply. And the deadline for that, Trina, is the 30th of September. So still a month, still a good bit of time to get applying for this.
Do you have to be under a certain income or something to apply, or what's the criteria?
So basically, if you are receiving any kind of a qualifying social welfare payment or in an improved employment, education or training support scheme, you're probably going to also qualify for that, if you still meet the criteria. Now, the qualifying social welfare payment, by the way, just to clarify, it's such a huge list. It's all on gov.ie, but it would include things like job seekers allowance, job seekers benefits. So there's a whole lot of carers allowance, all of those things they would all class, but there's a massive list on gov.ie. So the other thing is you have to be within what they would class as their income limit. So in other words, you're going to be means tested. This word starts getting a bit kind of dicey and ropey for people. They don't like this when things start, looking at family and household income. Then the other two rules are you and your child obviously are going to have to be resident in the state in Ireland. And if you are receiving social welfare payments, you should be getting what they class as an increase for a qualifying child, because that would imply you have a child. If you have a child, they presume they're going to school, and that's how you would qualify. So there are the four bits of a minimum criteria to even get into the web of starting to qualify. So is your head spinning yet?
A little bit. So anybody who's working can't get it, am I right?
Well, no, because you can be working, but if you still pass the means test. So it's going to be based on your level of income. So we'll skip on then if you want to just talk about the income. It's basically going to be looking at your household income. So if you're either a single parent or in a working family, where there's mommy and daddy or mommy and mommy, they're going to be looking at your household income. Okay. So it is quite strict. It basically ranges from €666 a week. And that's if you have one child. And they do allow an extra €54 per child, but it's capped at four children. So basically, the maximum you could have with four children is a household income of €828. So that's not a lot of money.
Per week, though.
It's not a lot of money. And they do look at other things. They'll look at your savings. Do you have any, what they would class as capital? Do you have savings and investments? Is there somebody who's self-employed? If you're self-employed, forget about it. There's such a high chance you're not going to get accepted into this, unfortunately. It's been a fight with self-employed people for donkey's years. And I should also say it's going to be based on the age of your children. So if you have children and they're going to be between 4 and 17 on the 30th of September coming, they're going to qualify. Or if they're between 18 and 22 and in full-time second-level education. So it's not third level, it's only second level. So they're the people that get pulled into it. So it can be quite complicated. It feels like it's open to an awful lot of people. But Trina, when you dive into it, it really starts getting strict, and it is quite hard to qualify for that.
Is it worth the hassle? How much is the payment?
It's definitely worth it. Listen, I always say to people, even if you are not 100% sure of anything in this country that you could potentially get, it is worth the hassle because it's so easy to do. Okay, so the payment, first of all, is for your younger children, so between 4 and 11, you get €160 per child. So that's quite a nice amount to get in. And if they're between 12 and 22, it's €285. So it is worth going and trying to, apply for it. Because applying for a trainer is super, super easy. It's all done online. The days of, complex forms are gone. You simply go to mywelfare.ie. and you should have a verified MyGov ID. Do you remember back in years ago where you were sent to have an awful picture taken at your local? You need a card, okay? But if you're like me and you lost, quote unquote, your card, you can contact them. It's classed as the BSCFA department, basically the back to school clothing and footwear allowance department, and they will assist you in getting a card and getting all set up. So like I said, the deadline is the 30th of September, so still plenty of time, but don't put it on the long finger.
Yeah.
But one thing I should add in, when they are looking at your income as a family, there are some social welfare income payments that they don't include in that they don't class as income. So this is maybe important to say. And again, it's a huge list and it won't be included in the calculation of what you get into your household. And they'd include things like child benefit, your working family payment. If you're on the HAP scheme, that does not get counted, and rent supplements. So just don't panic. Don't look at your bank and think immediately, oh, there's too much coming in, I won't get it. Always, always apply. The worst that can happen is you can get refused.
Another question I had for you. Now, the kids are gone back to school. Woohoo!
Yeah.
Which is why Deirdre's able to actually speak to us today. My God, Deirdre has a whole class of kids. She's got four of them. We're delighted they're back. But it's obviously not too late. You can be reimbursed because obviously you've spent all the money on the shoes and all the various things already. But this is okay to just reimburse you. You don't have to have receipts or anything.
Absolutely. Oh, it's not going to be given to you in the form of a voucher for a footwear shop. This is stone cold hard money. So absolutely, if you will have already went out of pocket, you can still apply. And I should also say, if you, for whatever reason, get refused and you strongly believe that you should not have been refused, you can actually appeal that decision. So what you would do in that instance, and I would say to everyone, do you know what? Just do it. Unless you are raking in money and you know you're well above the level, if you feel you're on the cusp and they made the wrong decision, write a letter, good old-fashioned letter, send it off to the Department of Sligo and basically to say why you think the decision was incorrect. And ask for it to be reviewed. But do this within 21 days. It's so important. Trina, there's not often that we get handed anything in this country. So I always try to urge people, if it's there, take it. It's put in a giant kitty just for you, so take it. So remember, some people are going to get pulled into this automatically, and those people will have received it in early July. But circumstances change. Some people might have suddenly found themselves, you know, on carer's allowance or on job seekers or any illness benefit in August, and so they wouldn't have been in the auto inclusion. So they're the people that need to definitely go and chase what's rightfully theirs.
And somebody only told me there during the week, Deirdre, how they spent well over €100 just getting the pens and the pencil cases, and then the kids wanting like new water bottles and lunch boxes and all. I mean, it really adds up, doesn't it? But we're delighted they're gone back.
We're delighted they're gone back. Delighted the little, I mean, we love them.
Yeah. Fabulous. Okay, well, Deirdre O'Keefe there from birdie.ie, spelled B-U-R-D-Y.ie, just talking about the back to school allowance and money that you may be due back. And you can follow her on social media. How do we find you on social media, Deirdre?
I am on Instagram under Clever Birdie, so B-U-R-D-Y, as you say, and obviously pop over to my website, birdie.ie. And I should also say, if you're unsure of anything I've said in this, your two best resources to look at are gov.ie, our good old citizens advice. They are absolutely stellar with information.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, Deirdre. It's Ireland's Classic Kids Radio.